Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're always here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for wannabe real estate investors, beginners, first timers, all the way up to people who already own 5,000 apartment units. And what they have in common is they just want to take it to the next level. And they come to Total Wealth Academy to continue their education or begin their education on using real estate to build a second stream of income. This seems to be the only business model that's working. The concept that a lot of people have that they're going to save, you know, $3 million and retire and be able to have a high quality retirement just doesn't work. You know, a lot of people don't do the math. But to save up $1 million, you got to save $50,000 a year for 20 years. To save up $3 million, you have to save $150,000 a year for 20 years. So it's really impractical for the average person to save their way to retirement. So what the students at Total Wealth Academy are doing is they're coming up with a second way to make money. Pretty much everybody knows the first way. Get a job. Trade time for money. The challenge is, while money is unlimited, time is not. So the math behind it never works. You can't trade time for money and excel financially. You just don't have enough time. Or if you do somehow make it, you're 60 before you make it. And I got to be brutal here. Getting old sucks. There's nothing good about it. It's, and your reward? What's your reward for getting old? You die. So these people that talk to you and they say, look, I mean, I had a financial planner do this to me when I was 26 or 27. He goes, look, if you save $372.63 every month for the next 40 years, you'll have $1 million. I go, yeah, I'll be 67. Who cares? Who freaking cares? I don't want to be rich at 67. I want to be rich now. And that's the decision you've got to make. Do you want to be rich when you're old, or do you want to be rich when you're young? Do you want to be rich when you're old, or do you want to be rich now? I suggest now. And the other side of it is, in your younger years, you have more energy. Better cognition. Everything's better. You need to do it when you're young. Now, I don't want to discourage anybody in their 50s or 60s, even 70s. I have students in their 70s that are killing it. They're doing very well, but they're passive investors. They're not active. But do it now. This procrastinating and going, well, I'm 27, I'm 37, I'm 47, I got plenty of time, is a bloody lie. I want you to think about, go back to when you were 27, or if you are 27, I want you to think about it. How quickly did those 27 years go by? Pretty quickly. Here's the bad news. The next 27 are going to go by even faster, and you'll be 54. Now, when I do this live in an audience and there are 20-year-olds in the audience, you should see the look on their eyes, in their eyes. They never did the math. They're like, holy crap, I'm halfway to 54. It shocks them. Excuse me, and many times wakes them up and they start taking action. But you've got to use that as well. If you're 30, 2 times 30, 60. And the other thing that really bugs me is AARP, American Association of Retired Persons. They call 55 middle age. They'll show a couple of, you know, in their 50s, middle-aged couple. What, are you going to live to be 110? No, middle age is 35. 35 to 40. That's middle age. 2 times 35, 70. 2 times 40 is 80. Most of the people listening to the show right now are not going to make it to 80. Midlife is 35 to 40. That's when you should have woken up. But a lot of you are in your 50s going, I'm going to do something someday. No, you're not, because you're a procrastinator. You procrastinated for 50 years. You're going to procrastinate till you're dead. You've got to wake up and realize that the time to take action is now. Whether you're 25, 45, 65, it's now, today. Quit procrastinating, quit putting it off. You've got to learn how to build a second stream of income. Oh yeah, I forgot to go over that earlier. I kind of got off on a tangent. The statistics show that by age 65, 30% of us are dead. 30%, almost a third. 65% of, the next 65% by age 65 cannot retire. They can't. They have to continue working in one way, shape, or form, or they become a burden on the government, a burden on their kids. Only 5% of Americans are retiring successfully. The good news is we've studied what that 5% do. They build additional streams of income, second, third, fourth streams of income. And this is nothing new. Warren Buffett told you this, I believe, 47 years ago, but at least 40 years ago. He made the comment, never rely on a single source of income, which would be your job. Always invest to build a second. So when you hear me say it, build a second stream of income, you go, wow, that's a neat concept. I think that I'll try that. It's been around for decades. Not taught in our schools. Not taught in our schools. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about really what I'm leading up to is taking action and creating a sense of urgency in your life, no matter what your age is, to do it. One of the things that motivated me at 27, because that's when I started building wealth for myself with real estate, is I hated having to get up, get dressed, go to a job, work for 12 hours, and yeah, I work 12 hours a day, plus, you know, 30, 45 minute commute. So what is that? 13 and a half hours a day, 5 days a week, and then some Saturdays. So I was up at 65, 70 hours a week. I hated it. And I recognized at 27 that because of my behaviors, I was going to be doing that for 40 years. That I was going to be miserable for 40 years. So those of you that are young, you need to think deeply about that. Is that what you want to do with your life? See, now I have nothing against a 35, 40, maybe even a 45-hour work week at something that you enjoy, something you love, something that's part of your mission statement. I'm talking about going to a job that you don't love, that you picked because it paid a lot, that you picked because it has good benefits. Isn't that what you're taught? Get a high-paying job with good benefits. They never tell you get a job you love and that makes you happy, do they? No. Because the sales pitch is, if you're making a lot of money, you'll be happy even if you're miserable. The sentence speaks for itself. It doesn't work that way. So motivating people in their 20s, it's really a thing called quality of lifestyle. What type of quality of lifestyle are you going to demand? Are you going to work 60 hours a week for 40 years at a job you hate? Miserable for 40 years? It's your choice, and a lot of you are doing it. Because there's a lot of 47-year-olds going, holy crap, I've done that for 25 years. Well, wake up and don't do it another 15. Build a second stream of income. So 37, 47, 57, 67, 77. Take action. And the challenge comes from, I think this is a physics law, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. So if you're doing nothing with your life but going to a job every day, and I know that sounds harsh, but that is the truth. You are not doing anything with your life if all you do is go to a job every day. That doesn't count. That's the ante. Just to play the game, you got to get a job. But that's not going to make you rich. It's not going to give you a high quality of lifestyle. It's doing something more with your life that gives you the quality of lifestyle, gives you the life you want, and so on. So if you're at rest, in other words, you're that rock that's at rest. It's very hard to push a rock and get it going. But once you get it going, you'll notice that it becomes easier to roll it. Body at rest tends to stay at rest. Body in motion tends to stay in motion. And the other thing that comes up is a thing called momentum. And this has been a big player in my life, especially as I get older. I'm 57. Is that I don't have the energy levels that I had when I was younger. When I wake up in the morning, it's difficult to get myself to the gym. But, God, how do I put this? But when I do, the whole day goes better. If I push myself into motion, if I take action, it changes my entire day. This is a simple example. I never have trouble getting myself to do my emails, and I get around 120 emails a day. Many people are going, oh, that sounds awful. Dude, I love it. I freaking love it. But there's some mornings I wake up and I see those 100 emails and I'm, eh. But the reason I never have trouble getting myself to do them is because I know one thing. If I'll answer the first one, I now have momentum on my side. My rock is rolling, tends to stay rolling. It gets me to push through all those emails. And again, I love it when I do it. When I'm finished, I've actually reached a point where I love it so much that when I get done and there's no emails in my box, I actually get a little sad. I'm like, okay, what do I do next? Say, I know I'll write a radio show. I'll do this. I'll do that. That momentum gets you going. But it is sheer, raw discipline that gets the rock moving. Golly, Mel Robbins says it this way. You are never going to feel like building a second stream of income. You're never going to wake up in the morning and go, woohoo, today's the day I do it. Yippee-ki-yay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take action today. That's not how it works. You're never going to feel like it. You have to do it anyway. It is not until you begin that you get the feeling for doing it. Making love's the same way. I know people are like, well, I don't feel like it. Dummy, you have to start. I know you want the reward at the end, but you got to start. Now, some of you say, no, you don't. It's just natural. Guess what? That's not accurate. Because thinking about it is action. If you can get in the mood by just thinking about it, that's taking an action step. And it causes momentum. Results in momentum, I guess, is a better way to say it. So, understand this. The action always precedes the feeling. Action precedes the feeling. If you want a better body, if you want a better love life, if you want a second stream of income, you have to take action on those things before you get the feeling. It's not just you wake up, oh, I. If you're waiting, if you're waiting to feel like it, any of those things, you're never going to get it. Action precedes the feeling. It's after you take the action that you get the feeling. It's just like, think about love. There's this Western concept of romantic love. I believe in it. Most of you believe in it. But the emotion, love, comes after the act of love. After. In other words, let's take a simple example. Beautiful girl. You meet her. And, God, what's a good example? A touch of a hand. She reaches across and touches your hand. An act of kindness. An act of love. What's the feeling that you get when she does that? It's the emotion of love. And you can take that all the way up to lovemaking. It's the action precedes the feeling. So those of you who have listened to me for years, some of you, months, some of you, weeks, and haven't taken any action, because you're waiting to feel like it, you're never going to take it. You will never feel like it. It takes brutal, raw discipline to get the feeling that you want. Jim Rohn put it this way. You're going to have pain in your life. One of two kinds. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Which one are you going to choose? The pain of discipline or the pain of regret? I suggest you join us at Total Wealth Academy. We've all chosen the pain of discipline. And as a result, we get massive amounts of pleasure, a super high quality of lifestyle. All the things that you want come after you take action. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about action, momentum, the fact that action precedes the feeling, and the fact that you're never going to feel like doing it. Now, here's a wonderful little strategy that helps you take action. The first thing you've got to understand is that you don't have to take a giant first step. The man who moves mountains begins by gathering pebbles. I think that's Confucius. The man who moves mountains begins by gathering pebbles. Start small. Start small. Think of it like weightlifting. If you went into the gym and you weigh 150 pounds and you throw 225 pounds on the bench press the first time you train, what's going to happen? You're going to get crushed. But if you throw 100 pounds on there, you're probably going to be able to do it 10, 12 times. Then a few weeks later, you raise it to 110. A few weeks later, you raise it to 120, then to 130, and 40, and so on. It's called progressive resistance. Progressive resistance exercise is a perfect example of taking small steps. When COVID hit, I copped out. My gym closed. I got my, panties in a wad and just quit working out for over a year and a half, probably close to 20 months. Which was a cop-out. I could have gone running. I could have done body weight exercises at home, whatever. And when I went back to the gym, do you know how long I worked out the first time? First time after 2 years, 57. 5 minutes. 5 minutes and I was crapped out. I was like, I felt like I was going to throw up. Then a week later, I moved to 10 minutes. The next week, I moved to 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Then I got a workout partner, and we hit it about an hour, two or three times a week. And it just, it grew. The way that Stephen Covey puts it is that taking action is like a muscle. The first time you use it, if you bite off too big a chunk, you're going to injure yourself psychologically. because you're probably going to try something, fail, and go, oh, I'm not going to try that again. So the strategy that I use is I take small chunks, very small action steps at the beginning. Then I add to it gradually over time. And just like a muscle, my ability to take action on whatever endeavor I'm trying to master gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It's just like if I were every one of you, because this is what I did, if I were you, you've listened to this show for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, and haven't taken any action, take a small step today. Pick up Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Pick it up. Read it. Well, I don't like to read. No problem. Listen to it on audio, because I'm with you. I read a lot, but I don't like it. I kind of have to force myself to do it. But it's so important that I force myself. I prefer to listen to them. The other reason I like to listen to them is because when I read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, I picked up hundreds of great ideas. Now, the problem, you only remember about 30% of them. So if I picked up 100 ideas, a month later I only remembered 30 of them. That's why I've read it 15 times. But when I listened to it, I learned 100 different things. And the reason is the author inflected at different points than I did. In other words, when I read it, a certain sentence or paragraph, I thought it was important. But when he read it, oh my gosh, it became super important. And I began to realize that I had missed something in that paragraph. So the best strategy is to read and listen. Read it and listen. But if you can't get yourself to read, put it on your device, set your car to play it the minute you start the car, and listen to it on your commute. I generally listen to educational material on the way into the office and music on the way home, so I stay balanced. But I'm getting, you know, 300 hours of training every year just by doing that. Well, I guess my commute's only about 30 minutes, so that'd be about 150 hours. But think about that. 150 hours of education just by listening to a book on the way to work every year. Do you think you'll be ahead of everybody else at the end of the year or behind? You're going to be ahead because very few people are doing this. You know, 70% of Americans don't read a nonfiction book after high school or college. 70%. They get dumber every year. Dumber every year. I mean, I can't even talk to, I'm 50, like I said, 57. A lot of 50-year-old friends, 55, 54. I can't even talk to them sometimes. They're like little kids. Because they haven't read anything since high school or college. They're the same as they were in high school or college. They got the same knowledge base. Actually, your memory gets worse as you get older, so they've actually forgotten some of the stuff that they knew in high school and college. They're actually dumber than they were in high school and college. I can't even talk to them. It's painful. It's boring. You don't want to be like that. And this is an almost painless first action step in your goal to build momentum and get the feeling that you want. So, to start building your action muscle, I suggest you pick up one of these books. Maybe you've read one or two of them already. Pick up either Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. And if you want a list of books, I'll send you a copy of the reading list that is required for the members at Total Wealth Academy. Just email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And I'll email it to you. I'll even email you a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon in PDF. But again, you're probably going to want to go to audible.com or amazon.com and get the audio version on your phone so that you can listen to it. It's really good. It's told in parable form, and the audio version uses actors, so each of the characters is a different actor's voice. It's quite entertaining. But at the end of it, you will know exactly why building a second stream of income is so important, and it even gives you some idea of how to do it. It's probably the best beginner book there is, next to Rich Dad Poor Dad. Rich Dad, but Robert Kiyosaki is a genius. Is he perfect? No. Does he get everything right? No. But I tell you what, he gets more right than anybody I know. That book is phenomenal at getting you off your butt and getting you to the point where you're financially independent and don't have to work a job. Not that you won't keep a job, but you won't have to anymore. And then you can pick a job that you love, something to do to help and serve other people that's really part of your life, part of your quality of lifestyle, and part of your passion. So, to summarize everything we've covered in these three segments, the first thing you have to understand is that action is everything. Nothing happens. I mean, it goes without saying, but I have to say it because so many people are not taking action. Action is the beginning point. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. So action builds momentum, and you become almost impossible to stop. And then, remember, you're not going to feel like it. Don't wait till you feel like it. Use discipline. Set the goal for the feeling you want, the feeling of financial independence, the feeling and confidence that goes with being wealthy, the peace of mind that goes with being financially independent. That's the feeling. Focus on the feeling you want and use discipline to take action towards that goal, and you'll eventually get the feeling. So if you want that reading list, email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com, or just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. A bunch of you have emailed me about the reading list. I tried to get them all out during the break, but I was unable to. But don't worry. I do a podcast at 3. It's just a recording, and it'll be played later. So give me till about 4, and I'll have this in your inbox. The next question that I got from email was, okay, I got the reading list, what's my next action step? Your next action step really is going to be some type of live event. you've because reading is, I was going to say reading is the most important. Reading is the most important. Interesting. Reading, yeah, I got to say, I believe reading is the most important thing. The second thing is surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And that's why the next action step that you take should be a small gathering of real estate investors. Our free sample class is an example of that. So if you're going to, this individual's already got my reading list. He's already read all the books. He's asking specifically what to do next. But that is the next action step. Go to a small gathering of real estate investors and start hanging out with people who have similar goals. Start learning from them. And our free sample class is a great way to do that. The first place to go is TotalWealthAcademy.com, and there'll be a bright yellow button that says free sample class. It's 1 hour long. Go to that as your second action step. If you're uncomfortable with me or you like some other program better, go to theirs. I always say I don't care. I care. I'd love to have you with us, but I'm more interested that you get started. Doesn't have to be with us. Get started. Pick one, pick a real estate investor club in Houston and get over there. They're real. I've been on the air for 20 years, a mentor for 30 years. You're not around for 30 years if you're not telling the truth and keeping your promises. So, and there's multiple clubs that have been around for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Pick one and get to one of their events. It's very encouraging to see people just like you doing it. That changed my life when I sat in this kid and his dad. Kid was maybe 20, and his dad had 27 houses. I watched them do a presentation on the board, and all their math was wrong. It was all wrong. And I was like, these guys can't even do math, and they've got 27 rent houses. It changed my life. Because I recognized that if they could do it, I can do math. I can do it better than they can. So get around people who are just like you, have the same goals, and are doing what you want to do. You know, if you wanted to be a golfer, what would you do? Join a golf club. You want to be a bodybuilder? What would you do? Join a health club. That's what they're there for. To surround yourself with like and kind-minded people so that you can see people just like you doing it. And it just speeds up the process. I probably cut, it's hard to say. I probably cut 20 years of my learning process off by going and, and I spent $30,000 across several programs, but that $30,000 saved me 30 years of trial and error. Minimum. So that's the next action step. Attend a free sample class at one of the real estate investor groups in Houston. Maybe check out two. Maybe check out three till you find the one where you're most comfortable and feel like you're going to get the most help. All right, phone lines are open now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. If you've got a question for me about anything we've discussed or anything we haven't discussed, if you've got a question about maybe a property you're working on, a problem with a lease, a problem with a tenant, you're just scared to death, use a fake name. call anyway? And let's get that question answered. Because what's holding you back is some BS belief that you have. I don't know if you've seen The Wolf of Wall Street, but his point that the only thing between you and your dreams is the BS story that you give yourself as to why you can't achieve it. But it is just that. It's BS. You can do this. Like I said, that family, they couldn't even do math. How do you buy 27 houses and you can't even add and subtract? That's crazy. I'm like, these guys are killing me in life, killing it. And they can't even do math. And here I am, pretty darn good at math. So anyway, it woke me up. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. The next question I've got is about taking weekly rent payments. All right, this is a no-no and a yes. It's a no-no if they're paying behind. Example, a person moves in and pays you their first month's rent, and then starting the first week of the second month, they start paying you weekly. No. But if they pay you the first month's rent and immediately start paying the next month's rent weekly, yes. Does that make sense? So that by the first of, if they pay you January's rent, and then once a week they make a payment on February, so that by February 1st, you've already got all of February's rent? Yes. But do not let somebody pay January and then go weekly starting February 1st. Too easy to get behind. So then that falls into the next thing. Why'd you lease to somebody that was going to do that? Did you not check to make sure that they made three times the rent? Did you not check their credit? Did you not check their criminal report? Did you not talk to the previous two landlords? Probably not. So I don't like either scenario, but the second scenario where they pay the first month's rent in full and then they pay the second month's rent weekly during the first month, that's okay because you're paid by the first. But none of this weekly garbage. I would just ask them to move, give them 30-day notice, and get them out of there. It's a hassle on top of it all. Oh, I got a story for you too. So hopefully that answers your question. Thank you for the email. Now I lost the story. Oh, I know what it was. These three kids come in and they want to rent one half of a duplex. And they're super nice, sharp kids, college students. And I'm like really wanting to lease to them till I run their credit and criminal. No criminal, but their credit's horrible. They've never paid their rent on time. I call their previous landlord. He goes, those kids are idiots. So I literally go back to them and I go, man, I can't lease to you. You didn't pay your rent on time to your last landlord and your credit's horrible. Nice cars, by the way. And yes, they were all three driving very nice cars. There's certain people who pay their car notes and won't pay their rent. Then there's certain people who will pay their rent and get behind on their car note. You want the people that pay their rent and get behind on their car note. You know, they ended up paying me the year in advance. I let them in. Year in advance. That was just a kind of a funny story. All right. Email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And you can ask me anything. Anything about your current real estate position. Maybe you're asking what you should do next based on your present current investments. feel free to email me. Or you got a question about a lease, a question about whatever, I'll try to help. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. So let's see if I got time for one more. Oh, this is one of the saddest situations. Aziz, you went out and found a deal before joining a real estate investor club. You're trying to wholesale, and now you can't find anybody to buy it. You did it backwards. You find buyers first, then deals. Buyers first, then deals. Build your buyers list, then start looking for deals. Yes, you can join Total Wealth Academy and find buyers for your deals. So yes, please come to our free sample class. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and please take a small action step today.
Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.